Welcome from within the shadows of the ever-rising mall. We greet you with music and the spoken word coffeehouse edition. I've been told this should be coffee with Kahlua edition. But anyway, all right. Well, you're in for a treat today. We thought we'd start you off with something a little spiritual.
Well, I mean, you know, it's music and the spoken word. And so we were trying to think what we could do and how we could bring the spirit to a group like this with people like us. And it occurred to us that when some of you may know that Peter got in a little bit of trouble a few years back for disagreeing with the brethren about some stuff. And so he wasn't worthy of a temple recommend. And he wasn't worthy to play in the orchestra at Temple Square.
Because, obviously, you know, the viola, I could do Morse code and viola and pervert the music somehow.
But there was one place that Peter was outright told he could continue to serve and where he could do no harm.
I was LeVan's probably first and I'm guessing only male primary chorister.
He was awesome.
I think it was intended to humble me, but I really liked the job. So I got to thinking about, there was a lot of discussion on some of the message boards about inoculating church members with accurate information. You know, a lot of the apologists were saying, if only our church members just knew this and knew how faith-promoting the accurate history of the church was, why, then when they heard about it, they wouldn't feel betrayed or anything. I thought, you know, there are a lot of beautiful messages that come to us from church history. And so I thought, why don't I just rewrite some of these tunes and inoculate our children? So the first thing I thought we needed to do, starting primary, of course, is instill a sense of reverence and awe for divine beauty, such as Joseph Smith had. Joseph loved his wives to see. He would count them quietly. 1, 2, 3, let me see. How many more can there be? 33, 34, who can know for sure? If he'd lived instead of died, he would have had more. Now, we don't get a chance to do these very often, but what a surprise. The next thing we needed to help the children understand the incredible financial sacrifice entailed in taking a key leadership position in the lay leadership of the church. Our prophet has a word for you, and this is a word.
Revenue.
Revenue. A gift or a job, whatever you do, the church would like to get one tenth from you. Or maybe just a little more.
Well, and then, of course, we want to instill in our children a strong affirmation of the church's empowering stance on the divine feminine. Heavenly Mother, are you really there? And if you are, why can't I use your name in prayer? Some say that you won't talk to me, but I would like to try once just to see. Heavenly Mother, they say it's a sin if I try and use your name in prayer again. Why does it cause so much strife to try and talk to Heavenly Father's wife?
Well, having tackled the theological dilemmas, we of course needed to instill an appropriate and respectful attitude towards minorities. The primary colors are 1, 2, 3, white and white. One has a message for you and me.
Each one says choose the right.
White is the color of shirts that we wear.
White is the color the priesthood to bear.
White is the color that you'd be too if only the curse was removed from you. Well, so naturally this leads into our next thing that we need the children to have, conflict resolution skills, that maintain love and respect for all of God's children.
Monaco, Missouri, and came traveling across our land. We were thrilled because we finally had the upper hand. Lined them up and shot them, mother, father, daughter, son. Shot them all in the head, one by one.
That one always gives me shivers.
Our kids did hear us practicing, and they said, Mom, Dad, you're not doing that for Grandma and Grandpa, are you? They're like, you really can't do those for people. We said, oh, we're doing it for the ex-Mormons. They said, oh, okay. So they like them. They just didn't want our whole family to abandon us. So last but not least, we want to teach through these songs the proper way, the practical way, to support the large family God has commanded you to joyously raise.
And what better way to do that than following the example of the prophets? There's a verse of this, of course, for every prophet. If you want it, email me. We're just going to do one, and you might even kind of catch on and want to sing along with this one. If you were raised kind of the same era as us, you'll know this. Let's see.
Joseph wanted prophets from underneath the ground, so he tried for gold, but he could never found. So he tried a different tack and wrote himself a tome. Finally found a way to bring the bacon home. Prophets will follow, prophets will follow, prophets will follow if they will pay. Prophets will follow, prophets will follow, prophets will follow. Joseph found a way.
Think you can handle that? Try that one. Sing it with us.
So if you want some prophets, the moral here is clear. Go and start a church, it may take a couple years. Tell all of the people who follow you like sheep that participation in the kingdom isn't cheap.
Sing it.
Prophets will follow, prophets will follow, prophets will follow if they will pay. Prophets will follow, prophets will follow, prophets will follow, Joseph led the way.
Well, Mary's going to grab her violin and we'll play you something a little.
So we made our first CD this year, which we were really excited about, and one of the songs, thank you.
Thanks in large part to your encouragement, thanks.
And yes, and buying the demo CD, which helped to fund our CD project. Anyway, one of the songs on our CD won a national award this year. The Winfield Festival has a new song competition, and Peter Song won for Songs for a Better World.
Yeah. It's so much easier to write songs about a better world these days. So anyway, we were playing this song a little while back, and there was a wonderful person in the audience who just seemed enraptured, and afterwards she came up and said, I loved your song about baptism. And I'm scratching my head, and finally she said, you know, the one about the river. And I said, oh, that's what... So if you're looking for it, I had never thought of it that way. But I guess, you know, sort of a, I had a reverse baptism, I don't know. I didn't have the heart to tell her anything about it. But if you're looking for gifts to bring back to faithful family and friends from this conference, you can take them this song. Down to the river on the shore, thou dost any war no more, gonna live in peace with a fellow man. Oh, sisters, brothers, come and lend a hand. Keep my sword into a plowshare, work the soil at peace with care. Gonna keep on marching, not for war, but for the causes that are worth my dying for. Every dream has a chance to be. Since pro reality.
your gun. Kill the soil and choke the sun. But the river's brown, a sacred stream, can never fail to wash with sunny dreams. Every dream stands to me. Seeds grow a reality. This river runs wild and free, mountaintops down to the sea. I think it winds through every soul, connects the world within cold, cold. I have a dream that at the shore, let's just stand war no more. Can live in peace with fellow man, oh brother, brother's kind.
Limited abilities, since we can no longer feel the spirit. We wanted to do a hymn for you, which we'll do in just a minute, but Peter's tuning the guitar for the song after, so while I have just a second, I'll tell you, first of all, that we have an amazing lineup. We're going to hurry and do two more songs and get out of the way, because the people that have agreed to come perform are just awesome. You're going to be so excited. And also tell you that everyone will have their CDs on the back table here, so you can come and buy CDs. We have our new CD, and we told you last year that if you bought our demo, we'd give you our CD for $10 when it came out, so just hold us to that, so you can get it for $10 if you bought one last year, and I guess we're ready to sing a hymn.
Yeah.
We were never able to do this one in church.
Last hymn I ever wrote, I guess. And you know that presentation on the family yesterday? Well... That really, this song speaks to that, I think. In fact, there's a whole verse devoted to John Ashcroft and his robing of a nude statue, the Spirit of Justice. I'm building the bomb for Jesus to keep all his followers free. Some in other lands just don't understand. So I'm building a bomb for Jesus. For Jesus needs an army of those who believe in his will. He has no hands but our hands to kill those whom Jesus would kill. I'm waterboarding for Jesus, protecting his nation from harm. When those terrorists squeal, it's because of my zeal. So I'm waterboarding for Jesus. For Jesus wants an army of those who believe in his might. He has no
torture those terrorists right.
I'm covering statues for Jesus. The spirit of justice needs clothes. Her bare marble breast has my mind such distress. So I'm covering statues for Jesus. For Jesus!
Jesus! An army chaste and modest and true. He has no hand but our hand to cover up the statue.
I'm fighting the gays for Jesus because of their perverted ways.
They want to be free to marry like me. So I'm fighting the gays for Jesus. For Jesus wants an army to keep marriage the province of states. We have no hands but our hands to fight off the gays at the gates. I'm stopping abortions for Jesus, cause Jesus wants babies to live. But once they are born, they're not my concern. I'm not feeding babies for Jesus. Oh, Jesus wants an army to make sure all the fetuses live. But once they're born, they're his concern. I've given all I can give. I'm reading the Bible for Jesus. But one thing has got me confused. The people he sees with whom he's not pleased all seem to be people like me. Oh, Jesus needs an army to educate people like me. He'll have no hands but your hands, cause I'm just too busy, you see. I'm building a bomb for Jesus to keep all his followers free. Some in other lands just don't understand. So I'm building a bomb for Jesus.
So much. We've had such a good time. We're just going to do one more song. We've kind of been silly today, but we wanted to wake everyone up so that you'll be awake to hear everything amazing that's coming after us. The last few weeks, we've really been struck in the news just over and over and over. There have been so many young gay kids who have taken their lives after being bullied and just treated terribly, and it's so sad. It's so tragic. And I was teaching a violin lesson in September, and the mom was sitting, you know, just reading the New York Times while I was teaching her son, and she just gasped. After the lesson was over, she showed me this article about Tyler Clementi, the 18-year-old freshman at Rutgers who was a talented violinist who his roommate decided to stream online his gay relationship, and this kid felt so hopeless that he jumped off the George Washington Bridge and he died. And
with impeccable timing, the LDS Church decided to address the issue.
Yeah, and I mean, all these stories, they break my heart. But something about seeing this kid, New York Times, and the picture they have was him holding his violin as only a really good violinist can, with just beautiful technique. And just the week before, I'd been to the symphony and listened to Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto, one of my favorite pieces in the world. And when I was listening to that, my heart had kind of sunk in my chest because it come to my mind, there's a lot of suspicion that Tchaikovsky actually committed suicide, that he didn't die because he was ill, but that he committed suicide. And the reason was that he was gay, and that there are letters that we have where his friends had told him that it would be better if he was going to be this way. And so with that memory in my mind of having gone and heard one of my favorite concertos and sitting there thinking, what more would he have written? What a gift he gave the world, and what little, you know, what did the world give back to him? You know, to this powerful, wonderful man who had this beautiful gift of music and for his friends to do that to him. And then here I saw this picture of this young man who would have played that concerto for people and brought so much joy. And I thought, what a tragedy if we could just get past this bigotry and this hurt towards each other and just love each other. And so, anyway, we didn't know what else to do, so we wrote a song. This is the first time we've performed it, so we hope that you won't regret our...
We did play it once or twice at home first.
Late in the evening, one September night, when Tyler found out what they'd done, they'd taken a scene from his private life and shown it online just for fun. Now he didn't do anything wrong, he'd just fallen in love. Instead of drowning in the Hudson, he should have been high. Should have been left to climb high on the mountain of love. And many others alongside of Tyler who have been thoughtlessly shamed by those who profess that the core of their nature is a natural, sick, or profane. Now it isn't really that hard to grab hold of their hand, to walk with them in the valley. Take the climb high on the mountain of a message for preachers of hate. I think you may be confused. The road to salvation is not paved with rejection, intolerance, or abuse. So stand down your guard. I'll do the same. Let's meet each other in the valley below and take the climb high. Take the climb high on the mountain of love. Climb high, take the climb high, take the climb high on the mountain of love. Climb high, climb high, take the climb high on the mountain.